So then you were responsible for different issues, I suppose, state policy and working with the legislature.
As chief then, and under Frank Keating as chief, and it's different for each governor how they want to use their chief. But in my case, basically, I was all things that related to the government reported ultimately to me. Obviously to the governor, but I was his surrogate in that regard. So whether it was meetings with the legislature, meeting with tribes, policy initiatives, budget issues, all those eventually found their way to my office.
Mm. At that time, the Democrats were still in control of,
yes,
of the legislature.
Yes.
So, and since Frank is a Republican, did you have challenges because of that?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that they did control the legislature, which meant that anything we wanted to get done, they had to concur. The no part is that we had enough Republicans to sustain a veto. Frank had 305 vetoes, all sustained, which are like, before I got there, there were like 200 and some odd, and they'd finally gotten the attention of the leadership in the legislature that understood that if you wanted to get something done that you wanted to get done, you had to come to us, and vice versa.
Because he'd veto whatever.
Yeah, he'd veto it if it was something he didn't like. And so that manifests itself primarily in budget issues. Before Frank, governors were often, George Nye, I remember talking to him, his last year, he didn't even submit a budget. He was so disgusted because the legislature would just throw it out. Okay. And so it was a really an interesting time because you had Frank, in one sense, was probably the most powerful governor we've had because he had the ability to get something done because he had the ability to bargain with the legislature and hold them to it. Mm. He had something they wanted, which was to get whatever they wanted passed. Mm-hmm. He had the veto pen. So it was a very, very interesting time in that regard. And Frank was never demanded a lot of legislation. I mean, we usually had a fairly straightforward policy issue. His big deal was income taxes. So we often got, a quarter point or a half point cut off income taxes in exchange for spending some money on something they wanted to spend the money on.
It seems like I recall education was a big initiative for him. And he felt that we were in the lower tier. We still are, I think, but that was of concern to him.
Remember 4x4?
4x4. Tell us about that.
That basically what Frank's big deal became is wanted to graduate high school. You had to have 4 years of math, 4 years of English, 4 years of science, and 4 years of social study. And at the time, we only had 2 years of math required, believe it or not. And there was 4 years of English. That's the only one of those four that did have the four. We got the third year of math required. During that, we got 3 years of science required. Never got the fourth year. But that was his big deal because it wasn't just that we were falling behind in terms of support for education, which we always have been, but we just weren't doing a very good job with what we had. So that was a very, very big initiative.
Well, in defense of those of us who are math challenged, I would probably have a hard time getting through 4 years of math. And I don't know if that was ever taken into consideration or not, but there'd be a lot of kids might have been left behind.
That's why also they tried to couple it with a lot of remediation. Mm-hmm. You had to have remediation to make it work.
Yeah. Right to work was big for Frank.
Right to work was very big for Frank. 2001, you remember the saga that Frank had been pushing that for. Every year was always a treat to go to his State of the State because the union would all come into the gallery and just sit there and wait for Frank to find Mr. Right to Work. Moo, the whole place. it was almost a ritual. But he finally got the legislature pushed into a corner. You may remember Mary Fallon, the Lieutenant Governor, took over to control the Senate. Finally, you know, Stratton Taylor, the leader of the Senate, agreed to allow a vote. Because, of course, the Democrats were, the unions didn't want right to work.
And right.
That was one of their constituencies.
Right to work, meaning you didn't have to belong to a union.
To work.
To work, right. Right. So
anyway, so we finally had the vote on September 25th in 2001. You remember what happened just before, a little bit before that? September 11th, 2001? The World Trade Center got bombed, got wiped out by planes.
Yes.
That really threw an interesting wrinkle into that contest because, I mean, basically, Frank and I were meeting, we were having breakfast with the guy who was running the campaign, and I got a call from Billy, and she said, are you guys in front of a TV? I said, no, you go to the TV. It was about 8:15 in the morning. And when we got the TV in time to see the second plane go in, because we were meeting with our campaign manager, and so we immediately
the campaign for
right to work.
Yeah.
So we immediately canceled all of our ads. And bluntly, John, Labor, which they were running nationally, they didn't. We felt like that was a big mistake for them because they were running because their ads, you may or may not remember, were pretty vicious about how. You know, Oklahoma's going to basically be a wasteland and, you know, all this kind of stuff if we did it. And then our first ad went back up that next Sunday night, and it was basically just Frank talking, saying, we have an opportunity in Oklahoma to show the terrorists something. It's called democracy. We're the first vote to happen after 9/11. So whether you're going to vote for or against, and you know where I stand, I'm for it, please go vote. Show the terrorists that we care in Oklahoma.
And it worked.
And it passed.
Wow.
Polls flipped. We were down by 10 points. We won by 7 or 8 points.
Hmm.
You know, John, one of the, I might just one of the more interesting things with Chief of Staff was tribal negotiations.
Okay.
That was always, you may or may not remember the water compact, we were going to sell water to Texas.
Yes.
Okay. Evil, evil people selling water to Texas.
Right.
You know, in southeast Oklahoma, there are basically 6 river basins that all empty into the Red River. Red River is salinated as it goes through the salt plains out west. Renders the water essentially non-drinkable. You can use it for some purposes, agriculture and whatever, but not for drinking. And, you know, we've done hydrologist surveys that show that you could drop a city the size of Chicago into southeast Oklahoma and still have water to burn.
Hmm.
Okay? A lot of water. But that's also the Choctaw and Chickasaw nations, now reservations, thanks to McGirt. So we had to negotiate with the tribes before we could negotiate with Texas. Well, it took us 2 months to get the deal cut with the tribes. And that was the toughest negotiations I've ever been in my life, bar none. But we did get a deal done. But we had to do it in private. Tribes are not transparent, not public. Well, by the people knew what we were doing. By the time we got down there, the opposition had already gotten organized and basically, you know, selling water to Texas was akin to killing babies on the south steps of the Capitol. You know, so it was really too bad because that would have been literally billions of dollars that could have gone into the poorest part of our state in southeast Oklahoma.
Mm. So were we afraid we were going to run out of water, or what was the opposition?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was that started out that way. We had all kinds of studies that showed that was ridiculous. Then people say, there are people down here who don't have any running water in their house. Well, that's not a water problem. That's an infrastructure problem, okay? And it was just water, as I learned, is just a very personal, contentious issue. And then, of course, selling water to Texas, you know, didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
Academy town hall we had on water a couple of years later, and I chaired it, and I told the people that we started out, I said, we're going to talk about selling water to Kansas. Okay. Okay. You know, let's take Texas out of this equation.
Right. Yeah. 'Cause we do not like Texas. Right. So when you talked about it, negotiating, was that you You were negotiating with the tribes.
Yes, yes.
To do that.
Yes.
You and representatives from those two tribes.
And yeah, yes, exactly. And sometimes it was just three of us, sometimes myself and the two chiefs, on particularly thorny issues, like sovereignty. You know,
yeah.
Anything, because, you know, one of the real problem, the biggest problem in a lot of those compacts is verification. And the tribes rightly are concerned about their sovereignty, and they don't want to just open their books up to everybody.
Right.
And so how do you figure out if everybody's on the up and up?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then you got your jurisdiction. They want their courts to apply. We want our courts to apply. How does that work? You got to find some tricky, tricky ways through it.
Well, you were called on to do a lot of dancing there. And so you were probably thinking back to your business life and all that was preparing you for this moment?
Oh, I think, yeah, everything. I mean, the lawyer time,
mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly the legal thought process went into almost everything that you did at some level. And then, of course, just business and having done international business and that kind of thing, you just kind of get, you negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
You bought a lot of companies, mm-hmm. you know, did a lot of deals.
So the three of you kind of bonded then over this, probably.
We really did
because
become,
they came around.
Yeah,
we did
become friends. I mean, it was not without contention. I remember one time, John, we had one particular issue. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I'm sure it was probably sovereignty or something like that. And I'd come up with what I thought was an elegant solution, and I presented it to the two chiefs. And one chief goes, "That'd work. That solves the problem. I wouldn't get reelected, but that's okay." We often forget their politics. We talk about our politics, but their politics are just as interesting as ours.
Right.